KCHA 807 on this Wednesday, March 15th, 2023. 32 degrees, a little more sunshine for us here in downtown Charles City. Good morning. I'm Mark Pitts in for Chris Berg. Chris taking some vacation time. He is back on Friday with us here for her regular chat with us on Wednesday is J.C. Garden with the Paws Humane Society. Good morning.
Good morning.
We have a guest who is he's very close to coming back. Well, he's coming out from underneath the cubby here, the cubby hole. He's slowly introduce us to Vince.
Yeah, and so this is Vince. He came to the shelter as a stray. I believe it was sometime in February. I think everybody on Main Street could hear me coming. He was very, very loud, meowing, and just
I could hear him through the door before you even opened the door.
Yeah, did not love being in the carrier, but he's a little skittish about being here, but he's just kind of hiding, and once you pet him, I mean, he was purring, and he's a very loving cat. I think he just knew places kind of freak him out a little bit, but he's so cute.
He is letting me pet him right now, so he's warming up. Give us a little history on Vince.
Yeah, so he's an all-black cat. He's pretty big, probably about 13 pounds or so. he hasn't quite seen our vet yet, but he's very nice. The only thing, he doesn't like to be held, so he's one that would rather like come to you and sit on your lap versus be picked up and kind of roughed around a little, but... just brought in as a stray in February, and I was kind of having a hard time deciding which cat to bring to to KCHA this morning, because we only have 4 cats at the shelter, plus the kittens, and then 1 in foster. So we're kind of low on cats right now, which is kind of crazy, but I think it's the calm before the storm that we always seem to see in the springtime.
I was going to say, yeah, as warmer weather takes hold, and yep, a little more, like all animals, they're more active at this
mm-hmm.
time of year.
Yeah. Yep, and then kitten season tends to come, so lots of more cats out and that kind of thing. So yeah, but it's been great at the shelter. We're low on cats. We have gotten a few more dogs in, so we did get a chihuahua in last night that we haven't heard anything as far as an owner, at least on the Paws side. Nobody has contacted us about an owner. So if you're missing a little chihuahua, it looks to be pretty old, has some cataracts in its eyes. So just give us a call or let us know. It's 641-228-0262. And we do have a few other dogs available for adoption if you're interested in coming and seeing them.
Okay. And let's see. Well, Vince he'll at least let me pet him.
Mm-hmm.
So he's comfortable that way. He's been exploring the garbage can a little bit. Didn't knock it over. Not that there's a lot in there, but so
checking it all out.
Yeah. So kind of talk a little bit more about the relationship you guys with law enforcement agencies in terms of when they bring animals to you.
Yeah. So if you find a cat or dog in town, you can call the police department. And then if it's a dog and the dog is registered, then the officers can look that up within the City Hall Police Department database, whatever they use, with the registration for the animals with the city. And then they can return your dog without the dog even going to Paws. But if the dog isn't licensed with the city or doesn't have a collar or identification on it, then they come out to Paws, and then... there's usually tickets associated with that, just with the dog at large. It's in the city code. And then depending how long the animal's at Paws, the boarding is about $15 a day just to cover paying our cleaners, cleaning the kennels and that kind of thing. And we do start all of our animals on flea preventative right away just to make sure just to keep the animal protected. And then keep our animals protected in case it does pick up fleas running around. And then we do start them on a deworming treatment as well. So there is a little bit of a fee associated with Paws, but it's not usually outrageous if you pick up your animal within the first like couple days. And we try to be lenient too. You know, if people call within an hour of the animal arriving, it's like, okay, So we can, we're pretty flexible that way. The biggest thing is that we are all volunteers. So it does take time out of our day to meet you. So we try to be flexible and get you, your dog or cat home as fast as we can. But we also have jobs and commitments outside of PAWS. So just try to be patient with PAWS if you can. I know, but it's kind of a high stress situation, and I know you want your dog back, but at least you know they're safe in a kennel. If you've seen our kennels, they're really big. They're like 4 by 10+ foot. I think they're like 12 feet. So it's a big area. They always have food and water available and dog beds and that kind of thing. So it just gets a little loud in there with all the dogs, but better than them running out and maybe getting hit by a car or something.
So. Absolutely. And of course, in an effort to if an animal, as they do, will wander off and get lost, to get them back home, do you guys ever sponsor some microchipping and the importance of that, just to kind of educate people? And just, it just makes it so much easier to get the dog, their pet home.
Yeah. So microchipping is a great resource. So one thing, when you adopt from PAWS, all animals are microchipped and it's registered to the new owner as well as PAWS. So if for some reason the new owner moves or the phone number is disconnected, there's two contacts there. And then also that brings up a good point that we got a community foundation grant last fall for a microchipping all the animals at the shelter, as well as holding, I think, at least two, I'm trying to remember the details now, but at least two microchipping clinics in town. So that will be something that we're going to offer probably in the summertime. It's a little nicer out. You can bring your dog or your cat out to get microchipped for a minimal fee. And like I said, it's registered to PAWS and the owner. So it just kind of gives a couple points of contact in case something were to come up.
That's a great idea.
Yeah.
That's a great idea. How about, you mentioned you guys are a volunteer agency. So again, you can always use more people, right?
Yeah. Always in need of volunteers coming out, just spending time with the animals, being there we always have people who clean at night and then come out, walk dogs, especially now that the summertime is coming and in the warmer weather. Definitely walk the dogs, play with the cats, things like that. We have, if you're, say, love animals, but you're allergic to cats or dogs, we do have opportunities to be on committees. So we have a grant writing committee, fundraising, public relations, that kind of stuff, that if you can add some of your expertise somewhere else, or you're looking for ways to meet people and get involved, volunteering is just a great way to do that.
And the best way to contact you guys?
You can contact us through our cell phone, which is 641-228-0262. Or you can see us on Facebook. It's PAWS Humane Society. Just make sure you choose the Charles City page. And then we do have a Gmail account. It's pawscharlescity@gmail.com.
All right. JC Garden with PAWS Humane Society of Charles City. Thank you very much. Thanks for, and Vince is really, apparently he's warmed up to me because he keeps.
Oh, that's good.
He keeps coming around my way. He will let me
pet him. And he and I
have known each other less than, well, now 10 minutes now. So check out Vince at the PAWS Humane Society.
Thank you.
All right, JC, thank you very much. 8:16 here at KCHA.